Recently, Susan Robb spoke with Heidi Kortner Boyesen, the director of the International Board of Books for Young People's Documentation Center of Books for Disabled Young People in Oslo, Norway. Their conversation was about some of the recent titles that are attracting international attention. One book that Boyesen described is by the British author Tony Bradman, called The Two Jacks.
It tells about a class where there are two boys called Jack Payne and one is Jack Pena. And the one is a model student and the other is the worst of them all. And when the teacher breaks her leg, there is a substitute coming in. And she mixes these two boys. And she starts treating the best boy like he's someone who has to be held by the ears, so to speak. And the other one, who is no good at all, according to the old teacher, she asks him to help her. And it's actually a book about preconceived notions. So the one who probably has ADHD or something, he is suddenly behaving and he's helping and and he's set to help the other child who the teacher thinks is good for nothing. So, and they both change because the one who is always trying to do his best, he is starting to relax a little and he understands that I don't have to be best at everything.
What are your hopes for children with disabilities of all different, you know, there are all different degrees of these, and also for other children who don't have that to come to understand?
I think it's important that the publishers will understand that we need to have books for these special kinds of disabilities, and which is difficult because they tend to see only things that sell in great numbers, and a lot of these books are handmade and they are made in small numbers. But the United Nations standard rules about disabilities implies that every country has a strong ethical right or duty to provide children, all kinds of children, with books specially made for them so they can experience all the wonderful things that the rest of us are experiencing in books.